Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Moose Soltis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Saltzgaber. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisell moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisell moves to third. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisell scores. Werber moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Hoge is chasing the ball. Werber rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing strikes out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0-for-1 in the game. Saltzgaber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Saltzgaber moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Porter moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Hoge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber bunts towards the mound. Ruffing can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Werber steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hefner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saltzgaber fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Saltzgaber hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Johnson throws the ball into Farrell who tags Chapman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ruth scores. Gehrig goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook pinch runs for Hank Johnson. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Solters. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-2 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Russ Van Atta. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to third. Hefner moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickey scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jack Saltzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaver is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Saltzgaver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Burley Grimes now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Solters. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. Dickey moves to second. It's 7-6, Yankees. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickey moves to third. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Porter reaches second base with a double. Soltis moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. There goes Porter trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Dickey, who tags Porter, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. It's Red Sox, 7, Yankees, 7. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Max Bishop pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hefner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 8-7. Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Arndt Jorgens pinch hits for Burley Grimes. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Crosetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 8, Yankees, 8. Jack Saltzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Saltzgaver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ruth strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy bunts for an out with unknown description. Hefner moves to second. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Saltzgaber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Walker moves to second. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and New York Yankees, 9. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.